Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
In the last 2 weeks, I considered and we considered the subject of faith to become. And today, I will consider another important aspect of faith, which I have called faith to refuse. Faith to refuse, or if you want to be more dramatic, faith to reject. Faith to refuse, and I will do it in two parts. So this is part one of faith to refuse. When I talk about faith to refuse, it is the ability to reject wrong labels on your life. It is the ability to reject being stuck in a place that God has not purposed for you. And it is the kind of faith that Moses exercised in order for him to fulfill his destiny. And our text will be taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. Now, if you are familiar with the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 is what is called the Faith Hall of Fame, because the whole of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews is about faith. It defines faith, and then it shows us examples of faith from both the Old Testament, from the Old Testament, running through the lives of people who lived by faith. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. And let us hear the reading of God's word. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the reward. I would want you to note three words, each occurring in each of the three verses that I read. In verse 24, note the word refused, and you can underline it in your Bible. Verse 25, choosing, underline choosing or highlight it. And in verse 26, esteeming, underline or highlight it. If you're using different translations of the Bible, they may have different words, but carrying the same idea. Refuse, choose, esteem. In the Bible, there is an account of Egypt, and that's where Moses was. And there is a real Egypt, a real historical Egypt. However, many times throughout the Bible, as students of the Bible see Egypt also as a symbol of oppression or a symbol of the world system. So in my message today, I want you to see Egypt in that sense, as a world system or as an oppressive system. That is what Egypt was to Moses. Moses was born into Egypt, a nation that oppressed his people. And you and I are born into an oppressive world system that also wants to keep us down. But we are here to refuse and to reject being kept down. So our passage today deals with Moses and how he refused something that was supposed to be a blessing for him. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. To refuse simply means to say no to something. Many of us know how to say yes and have never learned how to say no. But there are certain things in life that we must learn to say no to. And by faith, Moses was able to say no to Pharaoh's daughter. And the passage says that Moses was able to say no when Moses became of age. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The phrase became of age is very important, because this became of age for Moses happened when he was 40 years old. That is when he became fully aware of himself. The phrase became of age means to reach maturity. When he got to maturity, when he left childishness or childhood and came to maturity, he became of age. Interestingly, when you read the original language, the phrase became of age also means to discover your greatness. To discover your greatness. So when Moses became of age, he discovered his greatness. He found that his life was far bigger than just becoming a son of Pharaoh's daughter. And no matter how great your parents are, you must discover your greatness beyond your parentage. At some point in our lives, each one of us must seek an identity greater than just being the child of so and so. Your father may have achieved greatness, your mother may have achieved greatness, but when you become of age, you must seek your own greatness. And that's what Moses was born into. He was born into he grew up in a very prestigious environment, but when he became of age, he discovered his own greatness. May God help you to discover your greatness. And the book of Acts gives us some clarity as to how that happened. Acts chapter 7 verse 23 says, now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. It came into his heart. That phrase is another way of saying it dawned on him, or he became aware, or something burned in his heart. When Moses reached this age, something kicked inside him and told him, you are bigger than that, Moses. You are better than that, Moses. You are greater than that, Moses. Something touched him, and he knew that he had something to do with his life. And there are moments in our lives when each one of us must come of age and realize the purpose of our lives. Now, if you know the story of Moses, when Moses was a child, there was a decree that was made by the Pharaoh of Egypt at that time that every male child should be killed. That was not a decision Moses made. It was made by Pharaoh, and his parents made a decision for him that he was a good boy, he was a handsome boy, and he would not die. So the Bible says they hid him for a long time and prevented him from being destroyed. This was not a decision of Moses. This was a decision of his parents. Then when it was impossible to hide him, his parents took him to a place where he would be discovered by Pharaoh's daughter. They knew where Pharaoh's daughter went to have her birth, and they took Moses, put him in the river, and waited to see what would happen. And Moses was discovered by Pharaoh's daughter. So the parents made a decision for him, a good one. Then Pharaoh's daughter discovered Moses and made a decision that he would not allow this boy to be killed, but he will raise the boy as a prince of Egypt. So she made a decision also for Moses. So far, good decisions are being made for him. His parents have made a good decision for him. Pharaoh's daughter has made a good decision for him. Then when Moses came of age, he had to decide for himself. No matter what decision has been made for you, there comes a time when you must make your own decision. And he came of age. And Moses had grown with a label. And the label was Prince of Egypt. That's his label. That's his title, Prince of Egypt. If you lived in those times, I'm sure that there will be servants walking around him and call him Prince, Mr. Prince, Prince of Egypt, Prince of Egypt. And probably there were umbrellas on top of him. If he was in Ghana, people would be carrying him in a palanquin. He was a privileged boy. That was his label. That was his title. But his mission was not Prince of Egypt. His mission was deliverer of Israel. So he has a label that says you are a prince, but his mission was deliverer. There are times when your label doesn't fit your mission. What you are called doesn't fit what you have been called to do. How people see you doesn't fit how God sees you. And there are times when a label you have inherited does not fit you. For Moses, the label seemed to be a good label, but some of us have grown up with wrong labels that does not fit our mission. And today I came to tell you, you can refuse the wrong label. So for everyone with a self-limiting label, something people say about you, something that has been imposed on you, they may have done it with good intention, but it is a limitation to your mission. May God set you free. In the Bible, you find many people who inherited a wrong label, but their mission was greater. If you are Jephthah, the label on your life says harlot's son or prostitute's son, if you be blunt. But the mission on your life says the Lord's warrior. So life says you are a hallowed son. God says you are a mighty warrior, the Lord's warrior. If you are Jabez, the label on your life says you are a child of pain. But the mission on your life says possessor of enlarged territories. So you have to choose the label or the mission. If you are Paul, the label on your life says persecutor of the church, but the mission of your life says planter of churches. If you are David, the label on your life says conceived in iniquity, but the mission of your life says the man after God's heart. If you are Esther, the label on your life says orphaned slave girl, but the mission of your life says queen and a national influencer. If you are Gideon, the label on your life says timid farmer, but the mission of your life says mighty man of valor. I don't know about you. If there is a label upon your life that does not fit your mission, you have to reject it. Somebody say, I reject it. And there are people who have been wrongly labeled. Maybe you made a mistake once in your lifetime, and people have determined that is who you are for your lifetime. Maybe you made a mistake in secondary school, and people want to make it your lifetime mission, but you have to reject it. It was a mistake in the past, but it was not destiny. God has an assignment for you. God has a destiny for you, and you will fulfill it. When you grow up as an African, you inherit a label, third world. But your mission is not third world. My mission is not third world. My mission is a world changer. My mission is a global influencer. That is your mission. The world may call you third, but you are first on God's mind. So Moses had a label, Prince of Egypt. seemed like a pretty good one. But the mission was greater than Prince of Egypt. In fact, if he had remained Prince of Egypt, we would never have heard of him. But he took on the mission, liberator of God's people in Israel. And thousands of years after that, we still talk about Moses because he moved from the label to the mission. So what did Moses do when he became of age? There are three things, three main things he did. First, he refused the wrong label. He refused the wrong label. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He did it by faith. He refused to be called by a label that was not his mission. He stopped living by his childhood's fear. Fear had been part of Moses' life. It was fear that landed him in the palace of Pharaoh. It was the fear of his parents that dictated all the choices they made for him. And there are adults who are still living by their childhood fear. The fear of your parents have limited your potential. The fear of your past has limited your potential. There are decisions that parents make for children out of fear. Don't do that. Don't dream that. Don't aspire to do that. The world is dangerous. There are witches. There are wizards. Our family is hard. Things are tough. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. And that imposes a burden on you. The fear of your childhood has become a limitation of your future. I came to announce to somebody, it's time to reject the fear of your childhood. In the midst of witches, you will prosper. You can't live your life looking behind you to see which auntie is coming after you, which uncle is coming after you, what system is coming after you. You have to live your life looking at the vision that God has for you, the mission ahead of you, and fulfilling destiny. Somebody say, I refuse the wrong label. He stopped living by his childhood fear, and he stopped living a lie. It's a lie. Moses' life was a lie for 40 years. He was called an Egyptian, but he was a Hebrew. There was a time that pretense probably saved his life. But at this point, it had no point. And there are people who have continued to live a lie. You boast of a school you didn't attend. You pride yourself in grades you didn't have. You pride yourself to have passed tests that you failed. You point to houses that are not yours. You point to relatives that you are not related to. All to boost your self-esteem. But the time has come when you are of age, you have to come out as you are. I am not an Egyptian, Moses says. I'm a Hebrew. It may have helped you to deal with issues in your past, but it's not helping you now because you cannot live a lie. You cannot continue pretending to be whom you are not. You cannot continue running away from the mission that God has given to you because it seems dangerous for you.